Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go! Welcome to Tuesday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody's doing good. We're going to do this like we did yesterday. I'm just going to ask you a little question, get to know you a little bit. Warm it up, Chris. I'm about to. Up first, it's going to be Eddie. Eddie, if you're at one of those fountain machines where you get soda or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You only get one drink. What are you getting?
Root beer.
Wow.
Yeah. I would go Dr. Pepper, but I mean, I can get that anywhere. Usually, when I'm at the fountain, the root beer just catches my eye. I want it.
All right, here he is, our video producer. Producer Eddie.
Hey, so I watched Black Panther.
You saw the movie?
The new Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
Dude, awesome. Like, really, really good movie.
Even after hearing the hype, it was still awesome?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like all of these Avenger movies kind of just... They're all under the same category of a crazy action, cool movie or whatever. But this one stood... above the rest.
Why was it different?
It'd be all sorts of emotions. I mean, I almost cried during this movie.
Mike, did you cry? You wanted to? If you had a soul, you would have cried?
Yeah. There's definitely moments in there where I'm like, oh man, like a little choked up because a little bit of reality of Chadwick Boseman kind of comes in and like the real Black Panther, and then you go back into the movie. But I'll tell you what the coolest part of the movie is. My people, Mexicans, are finally featured in Avenger movies. And I'm going to leave it there. I can't say too much about it. But there's an actor in that movie that my kids, they were like, whoa, Dad, that looks like you.
That's cool. You're represented.
Yeah, cool. Finally, that's my cool. People are in Avengers movies. And hopefully, they make movies about us.
Morgan, did you cry at Black Panther?
Yeah, I did. I cried, I think, 3 different times throughout it.
Oh, dang. Wow. What do you give it?
I'll give it 4.5 vibranium rods. Mm-hmm. Out of 5.
Sounds dirty, but I'll go with it.
Yeah.
All right, up next. Lunchbox, you go up to a fountain machine. You got a cup. What are you getting?
I don't know the last time I've had a Coke in my life, so I guess I'd go with the Powerade. I think they have Powerade option up there, okay. And that's what I would go with.
All right. Lunchbox, what do you have?
I feel like we have not been in the Christmas spirit enough on this show. I haven't heard enough Christmas music, and so I thought I would cheer us up, and I called a store trying to buy the 12 things of Christmas. 12 days of Christmas,
what's,
I guess.
Like a one... Crappy horn, too.
Yeah. Turtle doves.
Turtle Jim.
Three French.
Partridge.
Yeah.
A partridge.
Man, that song just did not last, did it?
No.
It died. I don't know any of that, but I do know the song, the
Eight
first.
Milds of milking.
Maids
of milking.
Golden geese.
5
golden rings. 4 calling
Who do you
birds.
Call?
3. I call it a department store.
Who says department store?
He does.
My girl.
You don't want to say what it is?
I didn't want to say. I was just trying to. It was really a grocery.
Big chain. Big
yeah,
chain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Grocery store.
Yeah, but...
Okay, so not a department store.
Well, isn't that a department store?
No. Department store's got very clothes different. And departments.
Yeah.
Oh, well, like, a grocery store now is clothes.
Well, no, it's a super center.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, here we go. Here's Lunchbox calling and trying to buy all this stuff. Go ahead.
Yes, I need 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a milking, 7 swans a swimming, 6 geese a laying, 5 gold rings, 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in
a pear tree.
Yeah, so which one of those can you get for me?
I don't have any of them.
Oh.
Can you
check in your computer and see if any of your other stores have them?
I don't think any stores would have them.
You don't think any of them have 8 maids a milking?
Oh, interesting.
You're wasting this guy's time.
Oh, for sure.
I think if you called them and were serious and be like, hey, I'm just like, do you have a, I don't know how many you have in stock there. Do you have 10 lords a leaping? Like, mm-hmm. If you ask like a Siri, I think you would get it. He knew you were singing.
Oh.
I think if you hit him up and were like, hey, listen, I got 4, but I'm supposed to have 6 geese a-laying. Do you have 2? And see if they catch on. Just do a few of them, yeah.
Instead of just
singing the song, which sounds like you're just prank caroling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it, though. It's a good.
And then he started singing with me, which was I thought was pretty fun.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Merry Christmas. Good tidings.
Merry Christmas.
Good tidings. Amy, you're up to the machine. You got the fountain, your cup. What are you getting?
Okay, I'm going to get lots of ice and Diet Coke.
You wouldn't want more Diet Coke than ice?
I love lots of ice and then Diet Coke.
You can go back, though.
Yeah, but you know
always
it comes out of that thing cold, right?
Yeah, still, though, it feels weird if your big cup's just got no ice in
it. I want lots of ice.
It like shit. It's like the water shifts.
Oh, yeah, too much liquid.
Blum, blum. All right, Amy, what do you got?
So my BFF, like since I was 13 years old, Andrea, I don't know why, but she decided to go over to our Facebook page. Maybe she was on there doing something else, but she saw Morgan maybe put up a post about the Christmas movie I was in, Holiday Harmony. And she starts reading through the comments, and then she sends me a screenshot of some guy that posted, she's gotten too full of herself, which he put T-O, it should be T-O-O.
You've gotten too full of yourself.
Oh.
He just proved his point.
Dang.
And then some woman, Peggy, below him said, I agree. And then my friend replied in my defense, but then it got me thinking. I'm like, oh, man, I don't even ever go over to Facebook because this is what it does to me. It messes with my head. And then I think, shoot, have I gotten full of myself? And what do you guys think? And do I need to rein it in? Even though it's one comment out of some other
I'm
nice
Lunchbox
ones.
Answer this. Lunchbox,
I saw you struggling to get in the door today. I mean, your ego was like, you're like, you're trying to cram it
is
through.
Is she too
big for her britches, for sure.
So he's a perfect example of somebody who's just jealous of you and says that because he's jealous of you. That's what that is. You're not too full of yourself. I'm going to say I mean,
everywhere you go
it.
Now, you walk in like, Holiday Harmony.
We have to talk about our lives to have content. And people will go to, and even say to me sometimes, man, all you do is talk about you and things you, guys, look, what's that say behind me?
Yeah, your name, Bobby Bones Show.
It is either things that I think are compelling enough to talk about, things I think is compelling enough for my friends to talk about, or my opinions on things. I literally get paid to talk about me and how I feel about things. People are like, man, it's all about just doing him. Yeah, because if I don't get paid. So don't let that get to you.
Okay.
They're him. I'm glad he was able to do that. They're just upset at you. You're not too full of yourself. You are A+.
I mean, we had to
book.
Get you your own parking garage.
Garage? Not even spot.
The whole garage. Okay, just a reminder to just, you know, be nice on Facebook.
If I'm going up to the machine, I'm not going to go all the way there. I'm going to go up to it, I'm going to look at it and go, I'm a better person than that.
What?
And then I'm going to go over it because I have a clear cup and I'm going to get water and I'm not going to steal from the machine.
Okay. All right. That's not an option.
I assumed we were paying for it.
No, but you guys did, but I wouldn't pay for the big cup. I'd pay for the water cup, and I wouldn't go over there and steal.
Then you get Sprite, right?
And then I would get water.
Oh.
Mm. I would get water because I love soda so much, I wouldn't be able to do just one.
Yeah.
I want like 10 of them. I have a story here that I was going to do later on in the show, but I can't stop thinking about it. And so I just want to do it now because it's what I love to talk about. So I love the idea of the apocalypse and getting to be here when the apocalypse happens.
Oh, boy.
Like seeing if we can survive. Scientists have thought out a, quote, zombie virus that has been frozen under a lake in Russia for 50,000 years. Something like this is what's going to happen when something happens. Something randomly hidden somewhere underneath something. I'm not saying this is it for sure, but you remember the first time COVID happened, coronavirus? I was like, guys, this is it. This is something.
Yeah,
months
we made
before
fun
it happened.
You.
You guys laughed at me. I was like, no, this is serious.
Well, because it was all the way in China.
Airplanes.
Yeah, we didn't think about that.
What'd you say about airplanes?
They will get it here. The team from the French National Center for Scientific Research says the global warming is melting this lake, and because of that, it's releasing this matter. So the zombie virus that has the potential to be infectious, it could be a public health threat.
Mm. So zombies are real?
In a way. There are bugs that are zombies that come alive.
Really?
But they're not real because it hasn't happened yet. But nothing happens until it happens.
Right.
This is a zombie virus.
I hope I am far gone. I do not want to see if I can survive an apocalypse. I have zero desire for that. I want to just live life how we're living.
Yeah, I just like it now. Right. I like life how it is.
Right.
I feel like that's my only shot to be king of the world.
Oh, my gosh.
An apocalypse.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because I get on my team. You guys already said you weren't on my team.
I did not.
Yeah, Amy, you were out.
I was not. I was in your team.
Nah. All right, we're here. We're ready to go. It's time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 months. He is great. I heard you talking recently about how you're once official. You should always get your significant other something for Christmas. The situation is that his birthday is right before Christmas. He's turning 29 on the 23rd. I'm struggling on how to split them up. Do I spend an equal amount? Do I go all in on one big gift that counts as both? I was leaning towards doing that. What advice do you have for getting someone a birthday and a Christmas gift around the same time? From Holiday Hannah. Well, Holiday Hannah, my wife's birthday is in very, very early January. I live this every year. And here's the thing. Growing up, and I've learned this through my wife, growing up, your boyfriend didn't really get a full birthday because people were always ready for Christmas. And sometimes his birthday got lumped in with Christmas, and most people got two. But because of how unfortunate it was, he had no control over it, he didn't always get two. He kind of got one and a third. So my advice to you, because I live with someone who has a very close one, and she is not someone who's like, you need to celebrate me at all, but I do see where people are like, hey, this is a Christmas and a birthday gift. And I'm like, oh man, that would stink. Because if you're getting, I would say as you need to celebrate them both fully.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. It ain't Christmas. It's your birthday. We're here to celebrate your birthday and only your birthday. And here's my birthday gift for you. Christmas is Christmas. It stinks are close, but you would celebrate it the same way if it were in August. You need to really focus on that. It's tough. It's tough for me because I love to give and I love to impress. I love to like, see that, wow, I can't believe you thought about that. It's always about spending money, but it's like a great gift that I like heard her mention something, but then I got to do it twice in like 5 days.
It's stressful.
Yes, but it is worth it. You need to make sure and dedicate yourself to his birthday and dedicate yourself to Christmas. Do not get one gift that counts as both.
Now, Bones, if you have one gift that's way more expensive or better than the other, which one?
Birthday.
Birthday?
Because that's about that person.
Got it.
So if the big one, birthday. But get two good ones.
Yeah.
Holiday Hannah, thank you for your email. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Do you even remember your resolution from last year into this year?
No. Last year's a blur.
Just in general.
Yeah. Well, did I make one? I don't know.
Well, something like you were going to water yourself.
Yeah, I think
water.
It was water.
No,
it was
I water. Think that water was my word of the year. And that was maybe 2 years ago because I was trying to be more fluid. I was going to drink more water, but then I'll personally go with the flow.
Anybody remember this?
Nah.
Yeah, I do.
What?
And I did. I accomplished it. I think it was try not to do so much. Like do less.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I've done that a little bit, or at least I've focused at times and said no to a lot of things. I may have still been very busy, but I've said no to a lot of things. And so I think I did that. I would like to encourage people. I know here we are, it's early December, but if you make your resolution now and you actually get started now, by the time you quit it in a couple months, you'll have gotten so much accomplished.
That's true.
Because you'll do it for a couple weeks and then the new year starts over and everybody else is just starting theirs and you get re-energized and you do it for another couple weeks or a month or 2 months.
Yep.
So do it, start it now. If it's like a fitness thing, get started now. I know Betty's back to working out.
I tried because it's stupid. I just don't know why people are working out.
This is why, because he was telling me, he's like, why do people even do this?
For your heart,
like
your brain.
Number one, it hurts when you're working out, right? It's like, oh gosh, one more sit up.
Why did you decide to start working out again or exercising?
Well, I took my kids to the gym and they play basketball. And so there's some weight sitting there. So I'm like, you guys shoot a little bit and dad's going to work on his abs. Man, I can't move. Oh, I can't even breathe today. My abs hurt so bad. Getting out of bed, Bones, was like another sit-up, and I was like, oh, I can't get out of
bed. Did you work that hard by yourself?
No, I just haven't worked out in like 2 years. So my body's like, what is happening here?
Mm-hmm. So you don't understand why people work out at
all? I just don't get it. Like, why do you want to go through pain while you're working out? And then 3 days later, you're still in pain. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense.
And if you don't keep up with it, it all goes away.
Which is what happened to me.
I have to do it mostly for my mind. Mm-hmm. I hate it. I hate exercising. It's the worst thing in the world.
That's what they say. So not only is it physically working out, it's exercising your mind as well?
I don't know if exercising my mind, but I have to do it. It's good for my mental health.
That does make sense.
To work out. You can come work out with me.
No. You work out too hard. I did that 9 years ago. Dude, I remember we went for a run and I threw up afterwards.
Never.
And you were like, that's good, dude. That's good. That's what you want. I'm like, that's not what I want. I don't want to throw up. So we're done with that.
So no resolution of fitness?
Man, I think I'm going to adopt your resolution. No, less.
No, you already like to do less.
Do nothing.
Do less.
Oh, no.
That's not a bad idea, Bones.
There's a new diet, and I think they're using the word diet now. They just use that on any way to change your diet, because this is not unhealthy. But a diet in general used to be like, just eat less. But there's a new way to eat called the Green Mediterranean Diet. And they say that this helps if you want to lose belly fat better than a lot of the other stuff. It is a plant-based diet, and they saw their fat drop like 4 times more so than people who just ate even healthy but normal. But they say this Mediterranean green diet reduces frailty and wards off cancer. Both sound good to me.
That sounds great.
But if you have a belly, and the weird thing about being a dude, and that belly comes on quick. I can eat one meal and be fat again.
Yeah. You can feel it in your underwear.
Yeah, my underwear doesn't go up as high.
Isn't that weird?
My belly is like growing. It happens quick. So you can look that up if you want to know about it. It's called the Green Mediterranean Diet. And again, it's just a lot of plants. But I need protein. And I know there's a way to have protein that's not meat, but I need meat.
Yeah, I need meat too, man.
Yeah, like lentils have a lot of protein.
Nah. Who in the world would ever go, God, I feel like a lentil.
They're good.
No, babe, I'm craving some lentils. Do you have any lentils? Nah, I don't think so.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to Virgin Voyages. They're a cruise company. They own a bunch of cruise boats or whatever, and they've donated 2,023 cruises to healthcare workers all over South Florida. It's their way of giving back. They said they've had a really tough 3 years with COVID and all that, so they'd like to give these cruises away. And they get to choose from 6 different trips to the Caribbean.
I've never been on a cruise. Lunchbox, did you like it?
It was all right. It's all right. A little bit too much boat time. I got kind of bored. The boat is the same
thing. You guys sick?
I didn't get sick. No, not at all.
Some people love them, and I love a free one.
I would love a free one, too. Like this one, like this is great. And I mean, I'm just saying, why do they concentrate on the workers in Florida? There's health workers everywhere.
Well, that's just this cruise company.
And probably where they live.
Yeah.
And they dock out of there.
And my sister deserves a cruise.
Hey, Buzz, can you do me a favor? When I do it, tell me something good. Can you not go to Lunchbox?
My bad. That's the mess up. That's on me.
No.
That's on me. I just wondered about his cruise experience. Scuba, do you like cruises?
Oh, my goodness. Dude, I cruise like a mother back in the in the 2000s because I was living in Orlando and my ex-wife's family had a lot of money, so we went cruising at least 2 or 3 times a year. I'm a gold platinum member for Royal Caribbean. I love cruising. I'm a big cruiser.
On their dime?
On their dime.
Have you ever been on your dime since?
I have not.
But you're still a member?
Still, because you're a lifelong member based on how many times you've been in your life.
You ever see those old people that are not even always just old, but people that are older usually that live on a cruise ship?
Yes.
Meaning they just pay to stay on it forever because they don't ever just wipe the boat completely off.
That's their home?
Yeah, uh-huh. You see them at the welcome parties. They invite you in. They go around the room. Who's been here for 10 years? Keep standing. And they get to someone who's been there for like 60 years and been cruising since the 70s. It's incredible.
That's wild.
Don't come off the boat.
Yeah, they're always there.
Really crazy.
That's sad.
Are the rooms small?
Yes.
They have different levels. If you're on the very bottom, of course, it's terrible. They have the whole rooms, which are kind of okay. You want a balcony room so you can see everything and not feel sick.
I feel like I get sick. I get so sick everywhere, so I probably shouldn't go.
The bigger the ship, you won't feel a single thing, I guarantee you.
I didn't feel a thing, but my window was about this big. I could look out.
Yeah, don't stay there. That's terrible.
The hole you're making looks like one of those submarine things.
That's about right. Yeah. It's about the size of the window.
Yeah.
Eddie, that's a good story. I like that we're sticking up.
Thank you, man. And thank you, Scuba, for saving that.
No problem.
I like Lunchbox's input. He does bring it down, though.
No, do you like cruises? No. They're terrible.
Here's what I said. It was all right.
Florida.
I said,
why those people?
I said I got tired of being on the boat. Like I was like,
no, first you said, why just Florida?
Right.
Yeah, I did say that.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah,
that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Remember, like a good neighbor, blank is there.
State Farm.
Yes, you'd have got that point.
Yeah, I'm
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, okay, got it.
We'll go around the room. If you miss it, you're out. I've got a paintball gun here, and if you miss it, I'm going to shoot you.
That's hilarious.
Wouldn't that be so funny as a bit?
Oh, my God.
Dude, that'd be so scary.
Maybe not a paintball gun, but we should do something like that.
A Nerf gun.
Water gun. Super soaker.
I'll give you the famous slogan. You tell me the company. Ready?
Ready.
First one's real easy. Amy, just do it.
Nike.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Breakfast of Champions.
Wheaties.
Good. Eddie, melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
M&M's.
Good.
But they do melt in your hand. Mm-hmm. Like, if you keep them in your hand, they melt.
But they're saying, like, eat them. Don't just hold them in your hands.
Yeah. Taste the rainbow, Amy.
Skittles.
Good. Lunchbox. Want to get away?
Southwest Airlines.
Nice.
Eddie, you're in good hands.
With Allstate.
Wow, okay. That's right.
With Allstate.
Yeah.
Amy, what's in your wallet?
Capital One.
Wow.
These are all such great slogans.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a good one, Amy.
We work with Capital One a lot.
Lunchbox. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's blank.
Some things money can't buy. Everything else is...
What? There are some things that money can't buy. For everything else, there's blank.
Oh, man. Well, I don't believe in this because money can buy everything.
got it.
It's just a slogan lunch.
American Express.
You were almost there.
Wow. So close.
MasterCard. You have been eliminated.
Well, I don't live by that slogan.
Eddie.
Come on.
You got to hit this to stay. The quicker picker-upper.
Bounty.
Nice.
Swiffer popped in my head.
And it would have been wrong.
Yeah, that would have been not right.
I would have paused.
Amy, snap, crackle, pop.
Rice Krispies.
Mm-hmm. Eddie, can you hear me now? Good. Can you hear me now? Good.
Yeah. He was the Sprint guy, right? Wow, is that Sprint? Is Sprint even a thing? Give me Sprint. Oh, no, it's T-Mobile.
It's Verizon.
Oh,
it's
no.
Verizon.
Way off.
Wow, I won.
Dang.
You did win. Nice job there. You want the rest? Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Because you haven't missed one.
Okay.
Is it in you?
Well, I'm so glad we didn't.
No, that's the slogan. Is it in you?
No.
You can't say that.
No.
Beep that out. It's Gatorade.
Yeah, other side.
Beep that out.
Okay.
What on earth?
Oh, boy.
Like, that would be their slogan. Okay.
That's actually not bad, though.
I know, but it can't be their slogan.
Okay. What's another
on the one? Podcast, you can leave it in.
Oh.
But.
Okay. What?
What happens here stays here.
Vegas.
Correct. Nothing runs like a blank.
Nothing runs like a Toyota?
No. John Deere.
Oh, yeah.
Obey your thirst.
Oh, gosh, that's obey your thirst. Oh, Sprite?
Yes.
Yeah.
It keeps going and going and going.
Energizer Bunny.
King of Beers.
Budweiser.
That's what it's all about.
Tell me something good.
Correct.
Oh, that's
funny.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I've never heard of that in my life. Oh, yes, I have.
That's what it's all about.
Wow. What was that? Bud Light?
I don't know. How bad do you want to win the lottery, Lunchbox?
I mean, more than anything in the world.
Anything?
What else would there be? Tell me something.
Your kids being healthy and graduating high school?
Yeah, that'd work. But guess what? With money, I can buy them health.
No, you can't. That's the one thing you can't buy is health.
Yeah, actually.
Oh.
You get health care.
There you go.
But you can't just buy health. That's not like, you know how you walk at the grocery store and they have all the gift cards in that little stand?
Uh-huh.
I'll take the health.
Yeah. I'll take long life.
That ain't it. And you try, tell our new listeners exactly how dedicated you are to playing the lottery and what you call it an investment. It's not an investment, but how much you spend.
Every paycheck is $150.
That is wild. So $300 a month.
Yes.
So $3,600 a year, basically $4,000 in lottery tickets.
Oh. I believe your math.
It's got to hurt.
And it doesn't hurt.
And nothing for years. And nothing.
Nothing yet. But you don't give up. You know what they say? Quitters never win.
Unless you're talking about the lottery, because it's you can't really build toward the lottery. But here's the deal. Everybody that wins has a crazy story as to how they bought the lottery ticket. You don't have a crazy story.
I always have a...
Let me tell you this one.
Go ahead.
Her name's Laura Keene. She was out Christmas shopping with her boyfriend. Her truck's low fuel light came on. She's like, ah, crap. So she pulled over in the 7-Eleven. Didn't even know she was low on gas. Boop. Light pulls over. She got it. She filled the truck up. Got some coffee. And said, you know, I'm going to play scratch off. The 30 millionaire maker game. She hit it, won $1 million. She wasn't even going to pull over. She had no plans to get a ticket.
Dang.
You got to turn your life situations into, for some reason, it making you go to the gas station.
You know what? My gas light's on right now.
No, but you can't steal one from anybody either.
That's it.
It has to be a reason that all of a sudden, oh, I need to do that. You have to create scenarios.
Okay.
How much are those?
$20.
Oh, it depends. Oh, you can go from, I mean, $50 tickets. I mean, there's a lot of stores.
I don't ever see $50 or $100 in the store.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Occasionally, I'll see a $30 one. But you have to create a scenario. In the next, well, you know, Christmas coming up. We don't have to do it before the first of the year. But you should create a couple scenarios where you, or find them where you just, oh, I can't believe I'm here for this reason.
Okay.
And then you buy one because I think that's why people are winning.
Okay. I know it. I got one in my head.
Go ahead.
Like, we're driving to Texas for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we stop at the Arkansas-Texas border. Like, man, I don't know what side of the street. And then you pick both sides of the street and be like, man, Arkansas has always been so good to me. Oh, Texas has always been good, so good to me. So I went to both sides of the street and tried to win.
Huh. I don't get it.
I turned the channel show.
No.
As he was doing that. I actually flipped the station. I'm not even listening to the show anymore. That story got
I was what? Torn between Arkansas and Texas.
But that's...
Yeah, work on that.
Go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, do some...
Dang it.
Yeah. But that's...
My car broke down in the middle of the road between Arkansas and Texas.
But you got to break it down. It has to be a real thing.
Yeah, I'll take a knife to the tire.
Never mind. Here's a voicemail from Jim in Oatfield, Oregon.
How is it that Santa Claus can move so fast? Well, he's wearing rocket shoes and they're equipped with missile toes. Thank you very much. God bless.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
His delivery is funny too. He just doesn't stop. No pause. Just give goes time to right think. Into it. Here's Sophie in California.
Morning, studio. I was just calling to tell you how much I love Bobby's book, Stanley the Dog. I work with little kiddos who have autism, and a lot of them have just started going back to school. I'm a huge fan of the show, so I decided to get a copy of the book, and all of my students have just absolutely loved it. It's been especially hard to find books about inclusion and not always fitting in, especially in the disabilities community. So I so appreciate the book and all it's done and meant to me and my sweet kids. So thank you so much. Love you guys.
That's the biggest compliment you could give, because that's why I wrote the book. It's so kids wouldn't feel alone. You don't have to be cool to be cool. You don't have to have everybody else think, oh, he's the coolest. Actually be the coolest. It's just about being yourself. And that's what Stanley the Dog, that book is about. Thank you very much. And you guys can check the book out. It's on Amazon. It's called Stanley the Dog and the First Day at School. And I would have one to look at, but Logano took one of them.
Yeah, I was the one sitting in front of my desk.
Yeah, Joey Logano's like, oh, can I have that? You can use that?
It was Joey Logano, so you're like, okay.
I was like, yeah, man, have it. That's the one-of-a-kind gold-plated copy. We gave it to him. Thank you very much. Stanley the Dog, The First Day at School. It is up now at Amazon or your local bookstore, hopefully. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Our favorite holiday smells.
Ooh, let me go with this.
Top ones.
I like peppermint.
Oh, okay.
You know, I like mint in general, the smell. Peppermint's slightly different, but I like peppermint's my number one. Gingerbread cookies is at number two.
Wow.
Although I don't know that I've smelled a lot of them. But I think I have a couple times been like, well, that's good. I'm going to store it in the old brain.
Yeah. Well, peppermint makes the list. Didn't crack the top five, but it's at six.
Dumb list.
Gingerbread is at five.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hot chocolate at four.
But I have that. Oh, yeah, it's cold. I might have that another. It's not in holiday. It's in winter. There's a difference in winter and holiday.
Sure.
I get mad. Go ahead.
Okay, man.
Cinnamon at three.
Yes.
I have that in February.
No, cinnamon's great.
No, but that's not Christmas. That's it all the time. What else?
Cookies in general. I assume a lot of sugar cookies around Christmas time at number two.
I'm never hiring this list maker to make a list for me. They've done two versions of cookies here. Go ahead.
And this is one of my favorite Christmas smells. Christmas trees.
Yeah, pine.
Yeah.
I love the smell of pine.
But I'm from Mountain Pine. That was all year long.
Okay. Oh, really?
Do they really have the smell of pine in Mountain Pine?
That's and a they great had question. The look of mountains.
Wow.
The look of mountains and the smell of pine.
So you were surrounded by mountains and pines?
That's why it was called Mountain Pine.
Wow. There you go.
Population 772. All right, what else?
Did you know that Taylor Swift grew up on a Christmas tree farm?
grew up on it. She didn't, like, live in it.
It says her family lived on a Christmas tree farm growing up, and her job was to pick the praying mantis pods off the trees so that they wouldn't hatch inside people's homes.
That's cool.
I thought her dad was a big, fancy, like, money investor, like, rich guy.
Maybe he invested
maybe
in Christmas trees.
Tree farm.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not saying it's not true. I just never heard this before. Maybe they had one on the property or something where people cut a tree or something. Or maybe the job when she was 14.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I saw this list of celebrity jobs.
Mm. I guess she was already here at 14, though, huh?
Is that when she started here?
Yeah. So when did she do it? 8?
Listen, I don't know the exact age, but it's funny that that was her job. And Tom Hanks, one of his old jobs was he sold peanuts and soda at baseball games. And Ashton Kutcher, he worked in a cereal factory sweeping Cheerio dust. So it's just interesting to see what these people did when they were younger.
She was very young when they had the Christmas tree farm.
Okay.
I'm looking at a picture. Christmas tree farm. Taylor Swift. She's probably 9 here. 9 years old. Yeah. She had a job at 9.
Oh, wow. Child labor?
Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg.
We need to go investigate that.
She worked as a morgue beautician.
Oof.
After seeing an ad in the paper.
That's tough.
Yeah. Oof. Ooh, which speaking of morgues, just another headline that I saw is that cruise ships have morgues.
Wow, do they have jails?
Did you know?
They better have jails.
Yeah, you'd think they probably have to lock people up.
Do they have a doctor's office?
Yes.
A morgue?
They do have a morgue.
A jail?
What else? Post office?
Underground casino that you don't know about that they're illegally betting stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I saw that about 200 people worldwide die on cruises each year.
Damn, this one got dark. All right.
Okay. All right, country quiz time.
Okay, I'm ready.
Who said this? Before I go on stage, I smoke a Marlboro.
Marlboro. Now you make me not say it. Marlboro.
This one's hard for my speech impediment. A Marlboro and drink a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Who is
that? I can give you multiple choices.
Are they still alive? It's easy. No, it's Johnny Cash.
No, it's got to be somebody still alive.
No. No one smokes a Marlboro right now.
Yeah, I know people that smoke.
Yeah.
But they're old. They're like big dudes. Who is it? Give me the options.
Casey Musgraves.
It wouldn't be. She wouldn't be smoking a Marlboro. She'd be smoking something, but not Marlboro. Yeah.
Hank Williams Jr.
Cigar.
Oh, that's right.
Jelly Roll.
Is he clean?
Yeah, but a Marlboro is just cigarette.
Is
it
California
man?
Clean?
Oh, that's a good question. No. I don't know.
That's California clean, Scuba.
He smokes, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so California.
That's California clean. Yeah, that's what that's called. You don't drink, but maybe you smoke. Yeah, go ahead.
Last one, Trace Atkins.
That's who it is. Has to be him. Yeah. It's Trace.
But don't get dumb.
Trace.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And if you have a problem with it, well, then don't, because he'll beat the crap out of you.
That's right.
He's a big dude. That guy makes fun of me every time I see him.
Like, what does he say?
I'm going to stand up to him one day.
No, you're not.
I know. I'm never going to. He just makes fun of something on me. My shoes, my shirt. Mm-hmm. He always loves make fun of the pretty boy. You know? All right, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Look who's back. Back again. Toy Man's back. Tell a friend. Jeffrey Olson of Vista, California, back in 1988, started giving toys around the holidays to the kids, and he got the name Toy Man. Well, he goes throughout the year when things are on sale, they're having clearance sales, he goes and stocks up, and this year he donated 600 items to the kids.
Dang.
And all in all, he's donated over 50,000 items.
That's crazy. I mean, that's such a big number.
That really is.
And this guy probably, when he started, wasn't moving that amount of product. That sounds like a drug deal. Mm-hmm. But
they're toys.
He probably started small, thinking it would never happen. But if you just start and you work, big things happen.
And it kept growing and growing. And everyone's like, oh, is that a bird? Is that a plane? No, it's Toy Man.
Like a superhero.
I don't know that ever happened, but I like it.
Because he flies or what?
No, I didn't just.
Do you have any adult toys? No, hold on.
What?
Hold on. What, Bones?
Toys, you're an adult, but are like toys that. Collector's items, anything that's like considered a toy, but kids don't play with them. Old army men.
I have nothing.
I have obviously Beanie Babies back here.
You have Beanie Babies. Barbie.
I have an Arkansas Barbie. Yeah.
I had a vintage wheelbarrow that was like an antique, but my kids use it and it had rubber wheel or like hard plastic wheels. They broke off, so it's not worth anything anymore.
Mikey, do you have Funko Pops?
Yeah, I have a lot of them. I collect them.
That's what I mean. Like, do we anything there with you guys? Eddie, what do you collect? Anything?
No, man.
Nothing at all. Oh, nothing. Vinyl. That's not a toy, but
I collect vinyl. Yes, yes.
You still collect or you just have it?
I have. Well, it started with like people saying, "Hey, my dad passed away. I found all his vinyls. Would you want these?" I'm like, "Yeah." So then I've collected.
More than one person said that?
Oh, I've had three people
whose dad died and they came to you,
and they had crazy collections. Wow. And I've had I've got like probably over 200 vinyls.
If you have vinyl and your dad is older, I'd stay away from Eddie. Yeah. Sounds like
this is a safe home for the vinyls.
Golly. My dad Eddie's has killing a lot people's of dads.
No.
If Eddie finds somebody's dad who has vinyl, he kills them.
No.
Golly. Oh boy.
No, they die naturally.
Uh-huh, I don't know. Naturally. Hey, wink, wink. Uh-huh. Good story. Thank you, Lunchbox. Toy Man, shout out.
Yeah.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Toy Man. Guess who's back again? Toy Man's back.
Tell a friend.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.